Well, these folks didn't have to travel too far from the Capital District. Immediately after their 2010 Grey Fox debut, Jim Gaudet and the Railroad Boys vaulted from their hometown, Capital Region of New York, onto the national stage, thanks to strong songwriting, clear vocals, and crisp instrumentals. They performed in 2006 in Albany and led by Jim on guitar and lead vocals. And the band is known for its warm harmonies and instrumental mastery with a country style and engaging chatter. Did you write this thing?
Thanks, Bill, yeah.
Well, it's all true. It's all true. They performed at other prestigious roots music gatherings from Wintergrass and Washington State and the IBMA annual convention in Raleigh, North Carolina. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Jim Gaudet and the Railroad Boys.
Hello, Grey Fox. Start out a little train song. There's a train out in the yard. Can't you hear the engine moan? It's calling all the lonely hearts. It's the only ticket home. Well, I'm standing on the platform, I got my hat down over my eyes. Someone's waving me a boat, but I just can't decide, cause I was born to be lonesome. I was born to be blue. There's no conductor, there's no engineer, no ticket to be punched. You don't need that stuff around here. They'll never build a taxi, no, they'll never build a bus. Roll away my troubles just the way this train does. I was born lonesome. I was born to be blue. A songwriter that twists the truth a little bit, has some difficulty with the truth. chase another cheek. I had to turn another thing and I have to learn. Jealous heart, I beg you, set me free. What can I do? Creekside stage the other night, you might have heard of again. But these are all Jim Gaudet's originals. Jimmy's singer-songwriter from Albany, New York, singer-songwriter. And as I said the other day, we like to call this music too good for the radio. Too good for the radio. But you all enjoying it, I can see that. Do we have any more, Jimmy? Are there any more? Just a few more? That's good. This is actually a special request. We have not yet recorded this tune, but it's one that will be on our next release that we are working on. It's really sort of brand new. We did it yesterday, and there's been a request for it to do it today, so we'd like to do that for you. It's called Real Love. She was down in Albuquerque. She was down in the dumps. She was taking the 210 train to come carry. He was taking his lumps. They were tying up the loose ends. Well, I'm tying the knot. Be careful what you wish for when a promise is all that you got. 'Cause I know what real love is. Takes a lot more than it gives. Doctor away, a stitch in time saves nine. All these words of wisdom are really good advice. They never listen to them, no, they never paid a man in mind. Now he says that love's a crapshoot, it comes down just a roll of the dice. Songs. Chance to fall. 'Cause I know what real love is. I know what real love is. I know, I know, I know. I know what real love is. Takes a lot more than a year. Start out walking on thin air. Turn around and it's out there. I know what real love is. Don't you think that I don't? Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I got to tell you a quick story. Bobby and I, as a matter of fact, we were out in Colorado just a week ago playing at Ron Thomason's wonderful, wonderful festival. We just happened to go into town one of the nights and just stop into a bar. We're just having a little drink and relaxing, taking it easy, and this guy comes storming in off the street. This is in West Cliff, Colorado. Storming in, he demands from the bartender, he says, I need 5 shots of whiskey right now. Bartender didn't really care to be spoken to like that, but he thought, well, maybe he's got some people coming in from the festival, and maybe, you know, it's a surprise or something. So, he puts the 5 shots up there, and the guy goes, boom, 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 knocks him right down, drinks him himself. The bartender says, wait a minute, this is West Cliff, Colorado. We don't drink like that out here. He says to the bartender, he goes, you know what, Mr. Bartender? If you had what I got, you would drink like that too. So the bartender's a little taken aback. He's thinking, oh, the poor guy's sick or something. He says, well, do you mind me asking? I mean, what do you got? He goes, 50 cents. That's the way it works in Colorado.
You know, yesterday we started working on our Facebook page. A guy put a page together for us, Jim Gaudet, the Railroad Boys, and he said we needed to get some likes on that page. Now, yesterday we had 17, and the fine folks here at the festival raised it up to 22.
Wow, that's pretty good, Bobby.
25
in one day?
22, Jimmy.
Yeah.
So
that's pretty good, because it's been a couple of years that it took us to get to 17. So
come and like us on that Facebook page.
This is dedicated to anyone out there that might, by chance, be sporting a tattoo somewhere on the body. I see it as being like a real attestation of true love. Put someone's name on your body. I think it's pretty cool. So that's what this one's all about. It's called Ink My Name. Put it there right, so that forever I
CD is called Reasons That I Run. It's the blues CD. I rehearsed that, Jimmy, from last night.
Very good, Bobby. You know, you're doing good. You're getting good way better
and
at
then
this.
There's one before that, the red one and the brown one. I don't have those names quite yet.
Okay.
But I did bring something special for the folks here.
Oh, my goodness. He's always, I can never tell what it's going to be. You know, he's always changing things up. But when it's a special occasion, right, Scott? When it's a special occasion, he always comes up with something. So I just can't wait to see what it's going to be this time, Bobby. You,
yes, Jim.
This bag of...
Well, I'm not done. Wait, wait.
Bobby?
Let's see.
What do you have? What do you have?
Something in the bag. I got all the right. Bag here.
Okay.
See. I got a lot of things in here. My earrings, my comb, my curlers, my tweezers.
All right.
You know, looking for the folks that are here today from Vermont, we have all of our records on 8-track. I'm thinking collector's item.
Pretty good. Take a quick minute and introduce our very special guest on the fiddle, Sarah Milanovich. Yeah, she was just like minutes ago playing down at the dance thing, I think.
Literally minutes ago.
On the mandolin, Mr. Sten Isaacson. On the banjo, Mr. Scott Hopkins.
Thank you for that sitting ovation.
Oh. And on the bass, I'm going to count to three, and I want everybody to yell a Hey Bobby for Bobby. It'll make them feel good. One, two, three.
Hey. Oh, I like that. I like that, Jimmy.
We used to go on a big old boy from San Antonio, so we found out. Not from San Antonio.
Troy, New York, Jimmy. From Troy. Troy, New York.
That's how we got the gig. See, he told us from Texas, and we wanted to get the guy from Texas in the band. So, worked out pretty good, though. Worked out pretty
but
good.
But it is July, Jimmy.
So I'm going to turn things over to Sten Isaacson with his brilliant composition that he has written. I'll let him tell you about it. Thanks.
Thank you, Jimmy. I wrote a little mandolin medley based on a tune by John Hartford, one of my favorite bluegrass musicians. So this is a little, there's one little mandolin riff from Way Up on the Hill where they do the boogie. It's on, that's right. And so I just took that one little two measure phrase and then I turned it into this long composition. So it's not anything like John Hartford, but inspired by my favorite bluegrass musician, John Hartford. Here we go. It's called Hartford Street.
Thank you. Well, I want to thank you all so much for coming out, sharing this time with us, because I know you have a million different choices, but it's just great to see you all out here to be here with us. Thank you. Let's see. Yes. We sure can. We'll put that right on. We will definitely do that. Thanks for the request, because we will do that. Because let me just tell you something. We played that a couple of years ago here, and we had our friend Kitsy get up here dancing on that song. She liked it so much. She came up and danced a little bit. And as a result of that, It actually was shown with Kitsy dancing. It was a tribute to Kitsy at IBMA down in Nashville. And so we played the song, and then Kitsy came out dancing, and they put it on at a big conference at lunchtime. So that was a thrill for us.
Jimmy, I bet we could twist her arm.
The first thrill was just to have Kitsy dancing. That was the thrill.
I bet we could twist her arm and dance a little.
Oh, yes. I know. I know. She's going to get the feel. But before we get to that one, I'd like to do a little tune about a friend named Johnny who made some bad decisions in his time. And I know nothing that these front two rows can identify with. I know that. I know that. It's about a bank robbery, so. Let's call Johnny Was an Outlaw. Johnny was an outlaw, I read it in the paper, they swore they would get him, sooner than later, we were like brothers, since we both were kids, still can't believe all the things they say he did it. Soul. Well, I don't know where he went wrong. All I know is Johnny's gone.
Johnny was an outlaw.
Yeah, he's gone.
Read it in the paper.
Johnny's gone.
Swore that they would get him
long gone.
Sooner than later,
lost his job and his family. So Johnny was a desperate man. Put on a black ski mask, took matters in his own hands. I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Adirondack savings and loan. I knew the man under the mask. Then Johnny knew that his cover was blown. And I don't need to be told he did. Wasn't right. His goodness in his soul. Precinct as a person of interest. Said I'm about a lie detector test. You see, they think I was part of this whole thing. They want to know where Johnny got his 44. What about my cell phone number? Why wasn't I lying face down on that bank floor? An outlaw. I read it in the paper. They swore that they would get him. Sooner than later, he's gone.
There you go. Hey, you don't know what I know.
to a few, and I let you in, yeah. If you'll tell me one, two,
you don't know what I
have. Come on, tell me a secret.
You don't know what I
have. It's just a little secret.
You don't know what I
have. Well, yeah, well, it must have been second nature brought me back for a second glance, second thought, second wind. Might just change circumstance. What I found was that second fiddles. Barely get second chance.
You don't know what I
have. I get a second chance.
You don't know what I have.
What?
You don't know what I
tell you.
trying to make it big. He got the action, he got the motion. That boy can play. Dedication and devotion. Turning on the nighttime into the day. Song about the violence and double talk. Song about the trouble and the strife. He did the walk. He did the walk of life.
You guys have been wonderful. Thank you.
Jim Gray.